is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with another steamy day ahead for tens of millions of people in the Midwest. It felt like 100 degrees in Detroit yesterday, where unair-conditioned classrooms forced schools to let out early. These moms scrambled to get to their kids on time.
It was definitely an inconvenience.
So not only is it that we have to come pick them up early from school, but we're only told about it the day before.
They're expecting near record heat in St. Louis today. KMOV-TV meteorologist Steve Templeton.
3 o'clock, heat index of 109, temperature of 101. Now the record's 102. It's a 143-year-old record from 1881. We'll see how close we get to maybe tying it.
The first presidential debate is set for September 10th, but there are new questions about whether it'll actually happen. CBS's Jared Hill.
Former President Donald Trump casting doubt on his first debate with Vice President Kamala Harris, just 2 weeks before the two were set to go head-to-head.
I said, why am I doing it? Let's do it with another network. I want to do it.
Trump slamming the debate's host network as Harris pushes for change of her own. Her campaign writing, Trump's handlers prefer the muted microphone because they don't think their candidate can act presidential for 90 minutes on his own.
A federal judge in Texas has paused a new Biden administration policy that offers a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants married to Americans. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
The Biden administration has argued that this program promotes family unity in households that include U.S. citizens, but Texas and other Republican-led states have said that this policy rewards illegal immigration.
Russia has launched a second straight night of air attacks on Ukraine. President Zelensky says 4 people have been killed so far. The Army's Major Volodymyr Omelan says they need more military aid from allies.
It's very tough. We in lack of ammunition, we in lack of soldiers, and definitely we need more sophisticated weapon. I mean drones and air combat jets for Russians to step back.
It was a no-go this morning for 4 people who hoped to blast off on SpaceX Polaris Dawn mission and become the first civilians to walk in space. It's been delayed by at least a day because of a helium leak in ground equipment at Kennedy Space Center. A couple of feuding brothers are getting the band back together. Oasis issued a statement this morning on its website confirming rumors they're reuniting for a tour next summer. The band split up 15 years ago when Liam and Noel Gallagher said they couldn't work together anymore. Tickets for the new tour go on sale Saturday. S&P futures down 4. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Dangerously hot. That's part of the message from the National Weather Service regarding the excessive heat warning for today. Heat index values could make it feel like 108 degrees. If you need help, like finding a cooling center or any other heat-related matter, you can call 211 to get a listing of those cooling centers near you. There are dozens of locations throughout Racine and Kenosha counties, including at libraries and community centers. You're reminded to drink plenty of fluids and to check up on neighbors or relatives that could be impacted by the heat. The Racine runaway soldier has taken a plea deal. U.S. Army Private Travis King, the Racine soldier who made headlines by crossing into North Korea last year, has agreed to a plea deal with military prosecutors. King will plead guilty to 5 of the 14 charges against him, including desertion. It follows his unauthorized entry into North Korea, where he spent several weeks in custody. And a nearby community is warning about overdoses. In McHenry County, Illinois, the health department has issued a warning to the public after seeing an increase in suspected overdose deaths. Most municipalities have put in what are called harm reduction vending machines filled with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers ready for a new season. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football. The Badgers host Western Michigan on Friday night. Wisconsin finished with a disappointing 7-6 record last season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
And if I would say anything about last year, that's where I think after week 1 and 2, I did recognize one of our, shortcomings was our ability to problem solve. As things changed within a game, as things changed from the start of a game, because, I felt like last year we were really good with the things we prepared for, but we were not nearly as good with the things that we we hadn't prepared for and to be able to problem solve. And I think we'll get a great look at that in week one.
NFL, the Packers have a new backup quarterback. They traded a seventh round pick to the Titans for Malik Willis, who now has to learn a new playbook by next week.
Without preparation, you never feel comfortable. You never feel like you're able to go do your best. I just want to take every day like this my last and just learn as much as I can, retain that information, and go out there and try to do it the next day.
That's the Packers' new backup quarterback, Malik Willis, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
We have an excessive heat warning today. Our high 91, the heat index 100 or better this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. A couple of those could be strong to severe with heavy rain tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler, isolated thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
My apartment's so small. I live in this teeny, teeny, weeny apartment. It's so small. I'd like to get a dog. I'm actually thinking of getting a dog. My parents actually said to me the other day, your little crappy apartment, that's a horrible, terrible place for a dog. Yeah, but I live there. At least the dog doesn't have to shave in the toilet like I do. Start off my day the other day dropping a whole box of Q-tips. You ever do that? You ever drop Q-tips? Nothing like starting your day off on your hands and knees, picking up individual Q-tips one by one from behind the toilet to remind you how truly moronic you is. And when I dropped it, I actually said, whoops! Actually came out of my, whoops! Whoops covers it if you're dropping stupid stuff like Q-tips. You know, whoops doesn't really do the job if you're dropping stuff like babies. You know? Really, I don't think there's really a word that covers it if you're dropping a baby. Maybe half a word at most, like a fa-fa. I don't drop babies, I don't hold babies. I go, oh, please, I'm not gonna hold someone's baby. I get nervous holding someone's place in line, you know?
Good morning. It's 7:07 at WRJ, and I'm Don Rosen. Tuesday morning, August 27th. Labor Day weekend's coming up. Hard to believe, huh? We're going to talk about everything going on at the Racine Public Library. Our regular guest, Viridiana Rocha. Said that right, right?
That is correct.
I've been practicing all morning. Viridiana Rocha is here. And a special guest, Ed Larkin, is here. Hi, Ed. How are you?
Okay. How are you, Don?
Good. Now, Ed is here because he is part of Chessmates. And they play chess bi-weekly, that's every other week, at the Racine Public Library. Do you teach it, or do you have to know it when you get in there?
We teach chess.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, that's not too hard. I learned how to play chess. I'm not a master at it.
Neither am I.
But I can keep my king from getting taken.
I can beat most third graders.
So, yeah, right, I can do that. So how many chess boards do you have at one time when you play?
So we have a couple of chess boards, I believe up to 7 chess boards that we have available for those coming in. We always encourage folks to bring their own as they're comfortable to bring them and then use them and learn how to play within their own chess boards so that they can take it and go back home and practice.
Did you ever play that where you play multiple games at one time? I used to see those guys in Manhattan all the time. They had all these chess boards lined up on the street. And they walk up and down the line. One guy is playing all these 7 different people at one time.
Yeah, that's called a simul. And I've done that before, and I've actually played some grandmasters that way. So simuls are very fun to play and very challenging.
I don't know how you keep your head wrapped around what you're doing because you're playing 7 games at one time.
I played with 3 grandmasters, and they rotated each move, which was very exciting.
Oh, okay. Well, that's pretty neat. It's not that hard to play chess. I mean, you've got the pawns, which you can move, you know, up and down. You have the knights that you can move in an L shape.
My name's Mr. L.
What's that?
My name that the kids call me is Mr. L.
Mr. L, because you move the knights in an L shape. You got the rooks. They move up, down, and sideways. The queen moves every direction there is. And you got the king that can move one space at a time. But you don't really want to move the king if you can help it. So
you don't want to get in check and checkmate. That's the code key.
Yeah. Check does it. Check you can live with. Checkmate your kids all over. So
depends
give us
what it leads to.
How many people show up one time to play chess?
It changes. It varies. It depends. We're expecting a lot more and with the start of the new school year, and getting the information out a little early, I think, may help. And,
are you one of these guys that says, I'm going to use the play that Bobby Fischer used in 1922 or 1958 when Bobby Fischer, this is a classic move. Does anybody do that?
Yes, they do, but really? I'm not that guy.
I'm going to use that Bobby Fischer move.
Yeah, learning classic chess games always helps improve a girl.
Does it really? Game. I thought I just when I play it, and I don't play it that often, I just look at the board and I see what's available to me, and that's how I play.
Well, when I teach schools, I teach social emotional learning chess, and this is geared mostly towards third graders on up. So teaching social emotional learning chess is a little bit different than competitive chess, is what you're talking about.
Yeah,
so we're just trying to teach kids the lessons that you get from social emotional learning and just the skill set that you get from chess. So,
when did you start learning chess?
Good question. Probably about the third grade.
Really?
So yeah, okay. My uncle taught me. He had just came back from Vietnam, and he just started teaching me. And my brothers and everyone else that came back from Vietnam started to teach me, and I got kind of, when I started beating grown-ups, this is kind of fun. So,
okay, first lesson, it's not the horsey, it's a knight.
Well, if it helps you to remember
the horsey,
yeah, that works too, as long as you can just remember how the pieces move.
Viridiana, do you play?
I don't. I tried learning from my husband because he plays, and I'm always at the desk when they have their sessions, but, you know, it's always a journey, something we can always start at any point of time.
Now, this is open play where anybody can come in. Do you have to know how to play, or you can teach them?
Oh, we teach chess. I teach chess to people throughout the city, in the school systems, when I'm working with cops and kids, whenever I'm having any kind of event. Everything is geared towards teaching chess and just using chess, the social emotional learning. Because we just want to make sure that people understand that it is a social game that really...
Well, what do you mean social emotional learning?
Well, with social emotional learning...
You're glad I asked, right?
Yeah.
Stay down to nitty gritty.
We use the knowledge, skills, and attitudes youth need to develop healthy identities, and create meaningful relationships. So we offer SEL solutions to support skills students can use both now and in the future.
And chess does all that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chess, as a resource for my chess clothes, they include educating our youth to be global competitors and develop chess mentors. I use the game of chess as a tool to teach social-emotional learning. By social-emotional learning, you're not necessarily one of the things that you have to learn is that you're not going to always win in life, and you have to learn how to deal with that.
Ooh, that's tough.
So,
ooh, losing a game.
I would say people can't
handle that a lot.
Yeah, I always say I never lose. This is a famous quote from Nelson Mandela, but he says in chess. He doesn't say in chess, but he says. I never lose. I either win or I learn.
And that's good.
And that's the thing. So if you look at it as a learning experience, both for the person who may come up on top or the person that comes out on the bottom end of that game, there's a learning experience to be taught.
You know, this is going to sound dumb when I say it, but I play backgammon with my wife a lot. I'm going to lay in bed playing backgammon, and I hate to win because I feel awful when I beat her at backgammon. Because I could see moves she's making that are wrong. And I said, oh, why is she doing that? I mean, and sometimes I'll say it. She goes, I'm doing the right move. No, you're not. I'll show you in just 1 minute why you made a wrong move. Because it's going to cost you. And so I hate to win at these games. I feel better if I lose. Because I think the other person is happier when they win. I really do. I know it sounds... Now, there's no money on the line. Right. But if there was money, I'd probably feel better about it. But I just feel terrible when I win.
Yeah.
Now you had your hand up. You don't have to raise your hand, by the way, if you want to talk.
You just
talk.
So, okay, I want to touch on what the social emotional learning part is. I remember you had shared a story that last time I came, how you were in New York and you're passing the street and you just saw people coming, gathering to play chess against each other. And I think a great thing to know about these chess clubs is that it brings like intergenerational gathering. So you can come at no skill level, at varying skill levels, any age, come play chess, and that adds up to the community building, social emotional learning part, where you just learn from each other in that way too. I was just so excited to share it. I didn't want to interrupt Ed. That's why I raised my hand.
I'm going to show you. Now, you can't see this on the radio, but I'll show you. This is what it looks like playing chess on the streets of New York.
Looks like you might have been at Washington Park, where I was. I've been
there.
Yes,
they do it at Washington Park, right? They do it. Yeah. But they also do it on the streets, like 49th Street, just out of Times Square. They just line up on the street, and they just start playing chess all day long.
Yeah, the popularity of chess is starting to really grow. It's always been big in New York, but I've been working with Chicago, and I was with Project Swiss just the other day at the DuSable Museum. And it's like kids just came up and played chess with us all day long, and it was very
Look at that little kid taking on the adults.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
There's three adults there, and they look like they're up there in age, and there's one little kid playing them on the streets of New York.
Yep.
And there's people gather around to Indeed. Watch these chess games being played.
Indeed.
You know, there's always that question of, like, are we in technology too much? And chess is really a way to kind of stay away from that a little bit, at least for a moment, come together and be social.
Well, my wife loves board games. And we've got a ton of board games. I don't play them as much, but we like playing backgammon. And because it's a little neat little game. You can put it in the bed between you and you can play the game. And it's not that big a deal. I love board games.
I love
games. They're just not around anymore.
Yeah, games of strategy is what we're really after. And now we're going to use a little bit more games of strategy, not just chess, but, you know, you got like, there's a ton of them, like Rummikub. Have you heard
of it? Does checkers work?
Checkers is a good
game. I know
good
how to
begins.
Play checkers.
King me. Yeah, and there's another game where you can see people making stupid moves, and you can't stop them. You know it's going to be a dumb move they make, because you can do that triple jump. Okay, so just to wrap up real quickly, when is this now? When can people come in and play chess?
Yeah, so it's bi-weekly Wednesdays, 5 to 7 p.m. The next session we're having is September 4th at the Racine Public Library Community Room, and then bi-weekly after that.
Okay. Veridiana Rocha is here from the Racine Public Library. And Ed Larkin, too. We've got a lot more to talk about at 717 at WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now, timeless hits, too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports, too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Tap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at captimesideafest.com to join this premier thought festival.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Are you curious about high grocery prices? Well, I have some news for you. A recent Federal Trade Commission report found that grocery chains like Kroger and companies like Amazon have made a lot of money since they raised prices during COVID. In fact, grocery store profits were higher in 2023 than any time in recent memory. It also turns out that prices and profits remain high even after the supply chain kinks got straightened out. So higher prices are not just supply chain drama like these retailers told us. It turns out they are making a lot of money. Well, here's a little good news. Some of them are feeling the pressure. They're lowering prices and getting the message that we won't bankroll them forever. For more money explainers, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Okay, Vera Deanna Roche is here from the Racine Public Library. We also have Ed Larkin here as well. And we're talking about everything going on at the library. First things first, the library is closed on Monday.
Yep, that is right. We're closed for Labor Day, September 2nd. We'll reopen for our normal hours on Tuesday, September 3rd.
Okay. A new bookmobile schedule, new school season coming up here. So the bookmobile is going to be out and about during the new school year. And let's talk about that.
Yeah, so the schedule of the bookmobile starts up on Tuesday, September 3rd. You can see the list at racinelibrary.info/library-go. The 2024 and 2025 school year schedule is almost identical to the one from the 2023-2024 school year, but there are two changes. So Monday, the Monday 1 to 2 p.m. spot will now take place at the Goodland Montessori School. And then starting September 11th, the Wednesday 2 to 3 p.m. stop will rotate between Evergreen Academies Elementary and Middle School on Chicory and Taylor Avenue.
When I was a kid, we used to wait for the bookmobile to show up. We used to line up on the corner. You got to remember, there was nothing else to do. There was no video. There was no cable. There was no cell phones, nothing like that. So when the bookmobile came, we used to line up on the corner. And they pulled up, and it was a big fight to see who was getting in there first, because they didn't allow everybody in. You had to go in, you know, a couple at a time, because it was just a one thin aisle in there. Mm-hmm. And they had a machine to check everything out. It was like a, it looked like an X-ray machine, but it was a photographing machine. And you put the your library card and the book card, and it took a picture of it.
Whoa.
You actually had a photograph taken. Mm-hmm. And that's how they knew if you were late. They used to run the film when they got back there at the library to see who was late. But it was actually a film. But we all waited for the bookmobile. It's the most exciting thing. Who decides what books get in there? Is there a bookmobile czar?
Yes, actually, there is a bookmobile czar. Also, everybody's holds that they want to pick up at the bookmobile go on to the bookmobile, too.
Yeah. So you can order stuff and it'll be there for pickup?
Yes. Oh, you just have to select that you wanted to pick it up at the bookmobile.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right. You live and learn in this world. But here's the thing. We talked about this last time. Starlab Portable Planetarium.
Yeah.
Now, I remember the big, and I hate to date myself, but when I was a kid, our school used to go into the Museum of Natural History in Manhattan. And that was the big planetarium was in there. It was huge. And every year we took a field trip in there, and just to look up at that dome ceiling, and it looked like you were outside when they shut the lights off and put the stars up there. Then they put arrows up there, which kind of ruined it because they had a narrator talking about it. But it was amazing. So tell me about this planetarium.
So this planetarium will probably be like the one you're talking about. It's a giant globe that we're going to locate in our community room. There's three showings, 12 p.m., 3 p.m., 6 p.m., there is registration required only because we have limited space. If you go online, you can register, give us a call. You can register for the available times. You can always also chance it and come to the library and see if any spots have become available if the registration is full. But you're going to come in, you're going to check in, and you're going to go inside this big dome-like balloon and then just see the stars because our summer summer theme is Adventure Begins at Your Library, and for sure it will today. That's today, August 27th, 12 through p.m., 6 p.m.
Now, if it's crowded, will a $10 bill given to the guy at the rope get me in? Is that like the club?
I don't know.
Like if you go to a club, you flash your $10 bill, you get in. Will it work there?
Yeah, I'll keep it, but I probably won't let you in, unfortunately.
So this is today. Now, when's there's another one coming up, or is it a one-shot deal?
One-shot deal today.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I'm glad I got my grandson.
Is there still room to register, you know?
3 p.m. It seems the slot that's still open. Though there might have been some cancellations. I think there was 2 cancellations for 6 p.m. That isn't going to be reflected only because we do want to make some space for people who come in without knowing they need to register. So if you like to chance it, great. If you aren't able to join us, then there's plenty of stuff to do at the library.
I'm going to blow off my company meeting today, I think. Oh, did I just say that on the radio? No, I didn't mean it. Okay, more with Ed Larkins here from Chess Mates. And we also have Viridiana Rocha from the Racine Public Library. More coming up in a moment. First, it's time for Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story on WRJN. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, give us a call during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. It could be one of 4 category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story.
Rest of the Story. Lieutenant Commander George Lautrup, Jr., summoned all hands. It was the dead of night. One of the crew had fallen overboard. A prompt and thorough search of the waters must be made. Nobody hesitated in his duty. Despite one very good reason to hesitate, their submarine, the USS Gar, was currently cruising the surface on war patrol in the Palau Islands to attract attention in these enemy waters where the floodlight search for a solitary crew member could endanger the entire vessel. But as I say, nobody thought twice about it, least of all the skipper, Commander Lautrup, for not only was the missing crew member a highly decorated veteran of the Pacific War, but a personal and very close friend. In fact, Commander Lautrup was standing right there when his associate stepped off the cigarette deck and vanished into the darkness. There was a flurry of anxious, cacophonous calculations on the bridge. The submarine must turn about immediately and backtrack using approximate temporal coordinates. But how to avoid running down their shipmate in the rescue attempt? Slow circles. That was it. Slow circles and sharp lookouts. The USS Gar came about, topside crowded with concerned fellow crew. Occasionally somebody would shout, "Hey, Garbo, there, are you there?" But no reply arose from the vast nothingness, only the ominous sloshing of cold salt water against the hull. And then, look out there, what are those lights? An enemy vessel, somebody speculated, maybe shore lights in the distance? But no one even for a moment considered abandoning the search. The minutes stretched into a timeless void as the submarine inscribed its wide arc in the dark Pacific. The crew were mostly dissolved into whispers now, straining their ears for some sign of life from the watery abyss. And then a mighty shout from one of the lookouts shattered the icy stillness over there. Incredibly, their shipmate had not tumbled overboard at all, but instead had fallen from the cigarette deck to the main deck below the bridge, stunned and shaken, but otherwise apparently unhurt. And with that report, there blasted forth a joyous cheer from the crew of the USS Gar. So, what if the enemy should hear? For once upon a war in the South Pacific, during a night patrol through hostile territory, the entire crew of an American submarine risked everything to rescue a comrade named Garbo. Now, there were innumerable like Garbo throughout the submarine fleet, crew member cheerleaders whose very presence relieved the monotony of silent running, who kept up morale when gauges were leaking and light bulbs were bursting and fires were igniting during depth charge attacks, and the colors they wore bore the combat submarine insignia and a star for each successful patrol. But beyond her valor, oh yes, I said her,
valor. The glory of Garbo's story is that terrorism and tenderness sailed side by side in the Second World War, as seasoned sea warriors kept embers aglow in hearts otherwise grown cold. For the likes of Garbo and Betty and Sugi and Skeeter and Potshot and Gabby and Myrna and Luau and countless others worth any risk to protect and defend. Friends to the end, the U.S. Navy's mostly mongrel mascot dogs. Now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey every day, 7:25 with me, and Cindy Huber's got the noon Paul Harvey at 12:05. It's all happening here at WRJN. Right now it's news time.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Once we get past the heat, some storms could be coming through. For today, it's an excessive heat warning for southeast Wisconsin. Temperatures are forecasted to reach into the 90s, with humidity pushing the heat index above 100. Thunderstorms could roll in later today, offering a chance to cool off before temperatures drop to the upper 70s tomorrow. Cooling centers are open in most communities. You can call 211 for details about a location near you. After 5 years, new DNA testing, and a witness coming forward, an arrest has been made in a Pleasant Prairie homicide. 41-year-old Kevin Seiler of Kenosha is charged with homicide by negligent handling of a dangerous weapon for his alleged role in the 2019 death of Joseph Crystal in Pleasant Prairie. The breakthrough in the investigation came from DNA evidence found at the crime scene and testimony from witnesses, including an inmate, who claimed Seiler confessed to the shooting. He's now in custody with a bail set at $150,000. Poignant prose pertinent to public transit is being sought in Racine. In an innovative effort to promote mental health awareness, Racine residents are being asked to submit 25-syllable poems for publication on Ride Racine buses. A group called the Poetry Movement is accepting entries until October 1st, with the poems slated for posting in January. The initiative seeks to create conversations about the significance of public transportation. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. We're in for a hot one today. Wisconsin's heat advisory means it might feel like 100 or more degrees in some areas. This is in part due to the humidity. Remember that if you are hot, so are your animals. Grace Larson is a graduate student at UW-Madison working with dairy calves. She says the heat's impact on calves can be detrimental. She has some advice to keep your animals cool.
I have gotten really lucky to be part of a study that looked at the use of solar-powered fans that were attached to the back of the hutch. And I think that this could be a really effective tool for farmers who use a hutch system because there aren't really a lot of things out there for hutches. And it really helps to improve air quality as well as intake and thermoregulatory behavior. Otherwise, in like a pen setting, you can treat them kind of just like a normal lactating cow and have them have fans and soakers and things like that. And I think those are just as helpful.
Grace Larson along with us, a graduate student at UW-Madison working with dairy calves. Stick around. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in 60 seconds.
Curious about how to eliminate weeds in organic vegetable farming? Get answers at the Oats Organic Weed Control Workshop, co-hosted with Marble Seed on September 19th in Athens, Wisconsin. Farm owner Cad Becker and organic weed control expert Sam Tilton will guide participants through the many vegetable weeding tool options available. You'll tour the farm learning about weed ecology and how to adjust your approach to match field conditions. Visit organicagronomy.org to register and secure your spot today.
All right, team, pay attention to this game film about Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans. See here? When dairy farms grow Plenish soybeans for their cows,
they have lower overall feed costs.
Good eye, Jake.
And they maximize milk fat production.
So they increase the return on their investment.
Well, let that be a lesson to you. For lower feed costs and higher milk fat in dairy cows, what do we plant?
Pioneer brand Plenish high oleic soybeans.
Learn more at pioneer.com/happycows.
Today, the Wisconsin Ag Coalition is hosting candidates running for state office on a few farm visits across Dane County. The goal of the event is to build relationships so that state candidates can successfully represent agriculture if elected this fall. The group is visiting Bayer Crop Science in DeForest and Hay Craig Dairy Farm in Dane. I plan to make it out to one of the stops today, so look for pictures at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. In other news, you're going to want to get your Packers watch party tickets before they're gone. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke and the Wisconsin FFA Foundation are co-hosting this event. This will be at Pam's residence in Titletown, known as Pambo. This will be for the September 6th game as the Packers take on the Eagles in Brazil. It'll also feature live music and plenty of food and drink. Find more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
We have an excessive heat warning today. Our high 91, the heat index 100 or better this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms this afternoon and tonight. A couple of those could be strong to severe with heavy rain tomorrow. Partly cloudy, cooler, isolated thunderstorms with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 78.
Their destination in the morning. It's not to be in bed anymore where it's soft and quiet and natural and warm and peaceful and comfortable. No, you want to get to the place where you don't want to be. That's where you want to get, the place you don't want to go, the office. So you can be in your safe little cubicle there in the office. And there's a whole cell block full of these cubicles. And it's designed so you don't have to have a conversation with another human being ever again, you know? Maybe every once in a while somebody will walk in and everyone stands up and does that prairie dog thing. So you're working away until lunchtime, and finally lunch arrives, and that's great, because that's like parole for an hour. I get to go out and eat. Now, where do you go to eat? You go to the same place you always go. It's very convenient. You know everybody there, but you can burn out on it, you know? When you have too much of something you really like, after a while, you don't like it anymore. You don't even want to look at it anymore. Like if you have too much Halloween candy or too much Angelina Jolie, because... Oh, you can't change the truth by moaning at it, people. It's true. I've been eating at the same Chinese place all week long. I got Mugu Gai Pan coming out the yin yang. All you can eat and dim sum. I think today I'll have a burrito.
And good morning. It's 7:36 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining us. We have our library segment today. Viridiana, who is... Viridiana Rocha, who is, what's the title again? I forgot already.
Yeah, Adult Services and Programs Librarian.
You had to write it down.
I did. I forget too.
You want me to memorize it and you couldn't even remember it. And it's probably on your business card.
It is.
And Ed Larkin is here from Chessmates. Before we continue with our list here, what we're talking about with the library, you were telling me you work for the schools.
Yes, I do.
And you, it's chess in the schools.
Yes.
So yeah. How does that work? What, is it like a part of the curriculum or...
No, it's after school
program. After school chess program?
Yeah, I go to the schools and just teach them chess.
What grades?
I like to focus on third on up, but I have taught second graders if they're ready. But usually it's elementary and middle schools.
Yeah, because we had a chess club in high school, and but nothing before that. I mean, there was no chess club in junior high or in... grammar school.
Yeah, I'm ready to start chess clubs throughout the community. Chess mates are ready to roll everywhere. And if anyone's interested in joining us in adult age or any age, you know, it's multi-age and it's...
And chess really hasn't progressed from when it started. It's the same game. There's nothing changing on it unless you use the electronic chess. And a lot of people play electronically or play on the internet, and you can play people all over the world.
Yeah, online chess, chesskids.com. I work with chess.com on teaching online. So it's like, yeah, it's chess is always and always will be.
It's always there. It's been there since the beginning of time.
Yep.
I remember the apostles were playing chess. Yeah. I think, anyway.
Very good.
Let's go down our list here again. Racine Fiber Arts Quilting with Pride Fabric Swatching. What is that? It's just a long title.
Yeah. So the Racine Public Library is working with partners to create a Pride flag. We're taking it in stages. So right now we're in the cutting stages where we're cutting the squares to make the quilt. It's a quilted Pride flag. So you can join us on August 27th. Today from 5 to 6:30 p.m. in the Business Center to help us cut out those squares for our Pride flag.
Boy, a lot of stuff happening today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we got the planetarium today. We've got this today. Now, this you just show up for?
You just show up for it, yes.
Okay. The 4th Annual Racine Lakefront Expo.
Yes, so the parking lot's down below by the lake. The Lakefront Expo is going to be happening there. It's going to be... large. There's going to be a lot of activities. Thinking about a party outside our library, hosted by outside organizations, and we just partner with them. So you can join us during that day, September 7th from 11:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The event is sponsored by the Racine County Chase Bank and the Racine Public Library. So for-profit and non-profit vendors applications are still being accepted until August 30th. You can call 262-456-7427, and it looks like it's going to be more or less like a block party.
Look what's going on there. Vendors, food, games, music, a classic car show, performers, financial workshops, kids, activities, more. That's kids' activities, not kids and activities. Kids' activities and more. It's sponsored by the Racine County Chase Bank and the Racine Public Library. I think I know where this is. This is the parking lot when you walk down the hill a little bit, right?
Yes. That upward or downward slope, it's going to be right there.
Do the classic cars have to put money in the meters?
No meters during that day. Actually, staff would have to look somewhere else to park to.
Yeah, and for people that haven't been to the library ever, it's right on the lake. If you go into the library, they have like a reading section. There are these big picture windows that overlook Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
It's really serene if you could just relax and just sit there in the chair and stare at the lake.
Stare at the lake. It does wonders to your soul, I think, for sure.
What a great work environment you guys have.
I think so. It's so crazy because I work there, but I rarely look out the windows. I need to do that more often.
You could be in this studio and have no windows.
Could be worse, right? Yeah,
okay. All right. We have Donation Day with Friends of the Library. That sounds like we need money.
Yes. September 7th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's going to happen on a first floor lobby, no registration. So bring your books, magazines, comics, graphic novels, games, puzzles, and support the Friends of the Library sale. All proceeds from your donation will benefit the Racine Public Library. And then you can see our donation guidelines at racinelibrary.info/donate, because there are specific things that we take and things that we don't take.
What do you take? Let's do that.
We do take CDs, books, etc.
DVDs
that have been recently published, new condition, good condition, fair use condition. Yeah. But the newer the item, the more likely we'll accept it.
I have over 1,000 DVDs and Blu-rays at home. Not to mention all the VHS cassettes I have, but over 1,000. And I said, when I go, what's going to happen to all these? Now, I told the library already, I have a complete Cinerama collection. If you don't know anything about movies, you don't know anything about Cinerama. But it was a special process, like 2001 A Space Odyssey was shot in Cinerama. I have the complete Cinerama collection, every movie that was ever shot or presented in Cinerama. And I'm very happy with that. And I said, I will donate that to the library so you can use it for, you know, people taking out stuff. All the rest of the stuff, if my son doesn't want it, you guys can sell it. I've got over 1,000 DVDs and Blu-rays. And you can't have it now because I'm still alive.
Uh-huh.
But this is when I'm not here anymore.
Aww. Well,
are you sad that I'm still here? Or are you sad that I'm still here? I can't tell. We have to wait.
More like,
I was counting on those DVDs now.
As long as they're not VHS. We do not accept VHS.
Yeah, no, I don't know what we can do with those. There are people that do. It's like record albums are back.
No floppy disk, no VHS.
Yes. Floppy disks.
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to make VHS tapes for 15 years. Lost that job because they quit making them.
You know, I talked to the person at the library who does your archiving.
Rebecca.
Right. We're going to do archiving of a series we do here with former employees. We're getting them before they die. And we're interviewing each one of them. I started with the oldest because... Mm-hmm. They're probably next to go. So I interviewed them. We're up to tomorrow. We have Debbie Thogerson, who did Party Line here for years. She's coming in, number 11.
Whoa.
And I said, we'd like to archive them at the library. She said, sure, because 100 years from now, WRJN turns 100 in 2 years.
Wow.
We'll be 100 years old. And we wanted to save these are the people that entertain people for years on this radio station. And we interviewed them for an hour each to talk about their years here at WRJN, and they said they'd archive them. And I said, you know, if this was back in the 70s, you would have archived them on a cassette. If it was back in the 80s and 90s, CD. If it was current, you'd archive them on a little memory stick.
But 50 years from now, who knows what's going to be here to listen to anything? I mean, what are you going to listen to? Right now, they want to sell everything on a memory stick.
Mm-hmm.
CDs, I can't believe they're out. And nobody's
streaming, that's going to be that you're going to stream it now.
It's a big deal with the Oral History Project.
Right, but you've got to have it on something to stream. You just can't say, stream. I mean, it's got even the streaming companies have stuff on something to stream it. So what's it going to be 50 years from now?
The U.S. Library of Congress is having oral history projects going on right now. Yeah. USCF is doing that, and they actually got my voice for that.
Voice so recorded.
Right, but what are they recording it on?
It's in the air. It's in the waves.
Well, okay, so our company at Civic Media said, we're going to put this on a special cloud.
Yes,
and they're going to save the cloud. The cloud will be there, and someday when it's not, they can transfer it to something else.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the first five on a cloud. Now we're going to do the second five, another, and I'm going to give it to Rebecca, and she's going to archive it there.
Mm-hmm.
So 50, 60 years from now, a radio will be 150 years old, because I assume radio is not going anywhere. And they can listen back to the people that entertained here in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s.
Well, that's the thing. Like, with libraries, a lot of things was in print. So we digitize now. So we're scanning them and digitizing them, putting them in a computer and storing it up in the cloud. What I imagine is that we'll use a tool to digitize, so like a computer, some sort of stick, computer cassette or something, future cassette. And then, you know, when you see movies, like futuristic movies, and then you walk in and there's just a whole bunch of computers everywhere. Actually, that's what we have now. That's where everything's going to be stored in.
You know, if you look at the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, it was made in 1968. Yeah. It was actually shot in 67. And you look at it, it looks so dated. Because walls of little blinking light computers.
Yeah,
they say the entire moon mission... They were sent up there, Apollo 11, when they sent Apollo to go on the moon. All that stuff that NASA used can be on your phone. That's how much power they had to send astronauts to the moon. It's the same power your phone has today.
What? No way.
Yeah. Those computers. Yeah, the phone's got more computer power than those computers had put men on the moon.
So many computer in your
hands. It was 1969. I mean, they didn't really... Computers were just getting started.
Yeah, when computers first started, they had Big Blue, play that chess game.
Big Blue.
It was so big. You know, now you can play online.
Whatever happened to Big Blue?
Yeah, they must have changed.
He's in the museum.
Scrapped it down. So it's got to be in the museum.
He's in the archives.
Yeah, archives.
Made a blender out of him. More with our guests coming up. Viridiana Roche is here from the Racine Public Library, and Ed Larkin from Chessmates is here. 747 WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 in Spring in Racine.
Is your backyard feeling a little blah? Let Runnings in Burlington help create your personal oasis. Everything you need to add comfort and style to your home. Top-notch grills for family barbecues, cozy patio furniture perfect for unwinding, high-quality mowers and tools to keep your space looking sharp. And for your pets, we have everything to keep them happy and healthy. Visit Runnings in Burlington today on Milwaukee Avenue and let them enhance your home and outdoor life. Runnings, your trusted partner for all your home, farm, and outdoor needs.
The Franksville Food Truck Festival is back at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden September 6th and 7th, featuring 25 food trucks. Enjoy live music both nights from 6 to 9 with FM Rodeo on Friday and Landline on Saturday. Kids can have a blast in the bounce houses while the adults enjoy Wisconsin craft beer. And don't miss the Friday night Packers viewing party. It all kicks off at 5 p.m. on September 6th. Get all the details at FranksvilleFoodTruckFestival.com. The festival is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. tastes like Miller time. Add Brewers games to your after-school plans with the $9 student special tickets, courtesy of UW Credit Union. Every weekday, high school and college students score Brewers tickets for as low as $9. Get yours at brewers.com/students. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Unsuspecting driver at a Milwaukee barbershop.
I got an apprentice here shadowing me. I'm gonna put this hot towel on, man. About a good 3 minutes, all right?
The apprentice is Donald Driver.
So when you come here, you drive?
Yes.
Your car got seatbelts?
Yeah.
You wear them?
No.
Okay, but why not?
I don't want to.
But do you know you can get a ticket for that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna give you a ticket. Bet you wish you buckle up now.
Oh my God.
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Take it, click it. There we go.
Click it or take it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways. Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
W-R-J-N. We're talking Racine Public Library today. Viridiana Rocha is here from the library, and Ed Larkin is here from Chessmates. We're talking, your mother is 102 years old, Ed, huh?
Yes, she is.
And she's doing well, huh?
Doing well. Lives by herself, and she does everything as sharp as a tack.
102. So she was 3 years old when this radio station started.
Isn't that funny?
Is she from this area?
No. She lives in Indiana. And okay. She grew up in the South and lived in Chicago and everything. She's long history, y'all. But yeah, she lives in Indiana.
Well, this leads me to this story. The world's oldest person died last week in Spain at 117. 117 years old. Her advice to people who want to live that long, stay connected, get out in nature, don't worry so much, stay away from toxic people. One expert says on longevity, forget all that. It's in your genes whether you're going to live long or not.
So forget what this
117-year-old woman said. Now, are they talking about like Levi's and Wranglers, or are they talking, what kind of jeans are we talking about?
I don't know, but I'll be wearing them.
We'll get there at 117.
Yeah, I want to get there.
Let's finish up our list here because we've got some more things to talk about coming to the library. Clutch Time. Let's talk about that. This is an author visit, right?
Yeah. So Clutch Time, a Karen Butler and Justin A. Reynolds author visit. So this actually is happening on September 11th from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Registration is required. It's open to all ages. And in this event, you can meet Karen Butler and Justin A. Reynolds. They're co-creators of the books Shot Clock.
They're going to be there?
They're going to be there in person, live.
Karen Butler's got a street named after him right where my mother used to live.
Whoa.
Yeah, right by Lake Oaks. There's his streets there.
Yeah. So if you're uncultured just like me, just kidding, I had to learn that that Butler was originally from Racine, is a two-time NBA All-Star, and is currently the assistant coach for the Miami Heat.
That could be why he's got a street named after him in Racine.
Exactly.
Generally favorite sons get that done.
I had no idea. And so when I was told this, I was so blown away. Like, I don't know if you both knew that.
Yeah, did. Well, you know, that's the borderline between Mount Pleasant and Racine is Caron Butler Boulevard.
Yeah. I knew he was from Racine. But I didn't know he was going to be at the public library. Well, that's good stuff.
Yeah. Good. And then Reynolds, he's a widely recognized author, screenwriter, and creator. So he actually wrote a Marvel graphic novel, which features Brooklyn Spider-Man, Miles Morales, which is one of my all-time most favorite movies ever.
Which one?
Miles Morales, what is that? Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse?
Spider-Verse.
Oh, you're out of my league.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet, but I really want to see it.
No, that's
it's candy for your eye around.
Everything in the Marvel Universe is out of my league.
And he was an instant ABA indie bestseller. So during that day, you'll hear the authors. They'll be signing their books and just little tidbit in there that registration is required, so please do register.
Oh, another thing you got to register for, but it's free.
It's free.
Okay, so quick review. The planetarium is today. There are limited openings.
Yes.
Limited, but now if people want to find out if there's an opening, how do they find out?
You can call the library. Actually, I'm the staff contact for that. So if you call the library, I'll be on the floor. Somebody can come get me and then I can check for you for sure.
Well, sign me up for three.
3 p.m. Got it.
I love that.
I'll bring my grandson.
Have you ever gone out to those telescopes in Yorkville? The Benstead Observatory out in Yorkville? Oh, you got to go out there sometime. It's a private.
I'm writing it down.
Yeah, it's private. However, they have public nights. And we've had the people in here where it's a giant dome. You ever see those big domes with the telescopes? Mm-hmm. They allow you to go in there and look. Now, if it's a clear night, you can look at the planets. There's a fly in here. How do they get in? Maybe it's a relative. I shouldn't swat him or anything. You never know. You can go there if it's a public night. And if they aim it at the moon, they did that when I was there one day. And you look at you've never seen it that close before, where it's almost in 3D, where you can look at the craters on the moon and almost go into them.
What?
Planetariums.
Yeah. Cool. It's the Benstead Observatory. It's in Yorkville, right off the interstate.
Yeah, we have a planetarium in one of our schools here, Gifford.
Yeah, well, this is not a planetarium. This is a telescope.
Oh, wow.
This is just a telescope. And what they do on the public nights, everybody who belongs to the club, they go, look at this fly. It's gonna, maybe it is a relative, but he's going to get it from me in 2 seconds. The people bring their private telescopes. So while you're waiting online, you can actually look through everybody's private telescopes.
Wow.
You kind of see the size of this telescope you're looking through. But if you go online, and they have it during fall, you got to look for online when the private nights come up, the public nights, and you go down there and you take a look.
So that just reminded me, your phone, if you have a really good camera,
yeah,
that can be your own in like telescope at your house, because my sister's friend had taken a photo of the moon when there was a full moon recently, and oh my God, was that detailed. That was a detailed photo.
Hmm.
Blew me away.
Well, something else you can do with your phone, and my wife has it on her phone, where you can aim it at the sky, and it tells you what you're looking at, what planets, what stars.
Constellation?
Yes, tells you everything.
Whoa.
It's an app you can get, and you aim it at the sky, and it tells you what you're looking at.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
There's also an app for plants. I don't know what it is, but I think a lot of people I know have it, where you just hover over the plant and it'll tell you all the information of what that plant is.
Same with birds and stuff, I guess.
I wasted my time going to school. I should have just learned how to work apps.
had them back then. It would have been nice.
But this is great. When we went out there, we saw the parade of planets in the sky. And I told this story before. This happens like once every few years. You get the planets, all the planets line. When I went to school, there were 9. Now I found out there's only 8. Pluto doesn't count anymore. But they're all lined up in a straight line. And so you have to go out in the country away from the city lights to go see it. So we pulled into this rural area. And I didn't know it was just a block from the Benstead Observatory. I didn't realize. I didn't know where it was at the time. And we pulled into this person's driveway because it was a small street and I didn't want to block the street. And I knocked on their door to let them know I was in the driveway. They weren't home. And I saw the camera there, and I'm talking into the camera, and I figured, if this house is robbed, I mean, they got my image right on the camera talking to them. Anyway, we saw the parade of planets, and you see them all lined up in a row.
Wow.
Every planet. It was tough to see some of them because they were on the horizon, and the sun was still up a little bit. But if you check it, you'll see when the next parade of planets. I'll tell you something else that's amazing you can do. If you go to Starlink, mm-hmm. I have a friend of mine. She puts all this stuff on Facebook, so she does all the work. You can see when the satellites are coming over your house.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll also tell you when the space shuttle, the space station's coming over your house. You can hear it. It makes a buzzing noise. It's very fast. It goes, and it's the space station. And they'll tell you to the exact second when it's coming over your house.
Wow. That's
amazing. You just tell them where you live. And it prints it out on there for you. And you could see the satellites come by. It's almost like a white line in the sky because they're all in a row. And they just buzz right over your house. Nice. It's called Starlink. And that's the Elon Musk
website.
You know, Don, that buzzing is probably why the fly was flying around you.
Now that buzzing is right. I'm not going to kill it because I don't kill insects because they didn't do anything wrong. But I'm going to try to usher them to the door when you leave. I'm going to say, this is the way out. Leave now, or if face a SWAT. No, I'm not going to hit him. I'm not going to kill it. You guys are great. I'm glad you came here today. Viridiana Rocha is here from the library. And Ed Larkin is here from Chessmates. The chess is every twice a month?
Twice a week, bi-weekly.
Every other week.
5 to 7 p.m.
Bi-weekly is twice a week or twice every other week?
Oh, I'm sorry. Every other week.
Okay.
Every other week.
I always get confused. Every other week at the library. It's on Wednesdays?
Yeah,
Wednesdays.
So sometimes you might have 3 weeks. Wednesdays in a week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 3 in a month. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay, so, and...